Chris Christie pulled no punches as he spoke to reporters gathered in New Jersey's state capital, Trenton, on Thursday.
I am embarrassed and humiliated by the conduct of some of the people on my team.
He was referring there to emails that were made public on Wednesday morning. They show that his deputy chief of staff, Bridget Kelly, and two other top appointees closed a pair of access lanes onto the George Washington Bridge back in September. The move caused days of gridlock and mayhem in the Fort Lee area of New Jersey. Allegedly, that was the idea, to punish the local Democratic mayor for failing to support Mr. Christie's re-election campaign. One email said, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." The reply read, "Got it." The governor previously said his office had no role in the incident. He even joked about it back in December. This is how he responded to a reporter who asked him if he had anything to do with the lane closures.
I worked the cones, actually, Matt. Unbeknownst to everybody, I was actually the guy out there. I was in overalls and a hat, but I actually was the guy working the cones out there. You really are not serious with that question.
But at this Thursday's press conference, the tone was rather more somber. Governor Christie still denied any personal involvement in the incident, but he said his deputy chief of staff had to go.
I've terminated the employment of Bridget Kelly, effective immediately. I've terminated her employment because she lied to me.
Mr. Christie went on to insist that it should be he who took the final blame.
Ultimately, I am responsible for what happens under my watch, the good and the bad. And when mistakes are made, then I have to own up to them and take the action that I believe is necessary in order to remediate them. I am sad to report to the people of New Jersey that we fell short. We fell short of the expectations that we've created over the last 4 years for the type of excellence in government that they should expect from this office.
It's this kind of behaviour, taking the blame, firing the culprits, attempting to take a decisive lead on the issue, that means many analysts believe Mr. Christie's still keeping a firm eye on the 2016 presidential race. Up until now, he's been seen as a front-runner for the Republican nomination, and Newsmax's chief political correspondent John Gizzi thinks rather than derailing Governor Christie's White House hopes, his handling of this scandal could even enhance them.
When governors take action right away, they can usually forestall a very, very bad ending and a very bad bump in their political road. Remember, this is happening 2 years before the first presidential primaries of 2016. The other thing, as I said, is the decisive action that he's taken. And one has to wonder, is this going to have shelf life? Now, anytime you fire people, and he's done this with his deputy chief of staff, as well as the political operative, he appears decisive and has the problem behind him. The young Governor Reagan in California had the misuse of his staff of a facility in Lake Tahoe, and he dealt with it in a similar way, and we know how his career went on. So I have to say about Governor Christie, when he fires people, as hard as that might be with friends of his, he at least shows he's decisive.
Nonetheless, says Mr. Gizzi, he's not out of the woods yet on this one.
He could create problems for himself. The press will continue to follow this. Right now, I'd say it slows the momentum a little bit because he does not look like the all-American governor who's just above partisan politics. That's been his stock in trade. Now he appears very partisan, but I think he's done a little bit to clean that up and put some shine on the image.
As for Mr. Christie's constituents, the jury's out on whether that shine will work or the tarnish will stick. Many New Jerseyites are still weighing up how they feel about the latest revelations.
I don't know what to think. Everything is covered up pretty much to me.
It's unconscionable that Governor Christie would allow such a thing to happen this day and age with the reputation that he has of himself of being a governor for the people.
And it's his reputation that the governor will be keeping an eye on in the next few days and weeks. Even as he was on his feet in Trenton, the U.S. Attorney's Office confirmed that it's launching an inquiry to see whether any laws were broken, placing him and some senior members of his team in potential legal jeopardy. It's the outcome of that inquiry that will finally determine whether Mr. Christie's presidential ambitions will be, for him, a bridge too far. Lorna Shaddick, Washington.